WKF.com. Walter Noel Floors, your personal florist since 1883.
Mr. Shannon, it's a real pleasure hanging out with a baseball legend like yourself.
Well, Eddie, Fast Eddie's Bon Air is no slouch when it comes to legendary bars. You serve the coldest beer in town with the cheapest and the best eats, like the Fast Eddie Burger for just 99 cents and the Peel and Eat Shrimp for only 29 cents.
Yeah, but that hardly compares to working and playing in professional baseball for over 50 years.
Well, Fast Eddie's also has that giant outdoor patio.
And it's home of the Alton Giant Patio.
And so if you're 21 and you're in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois, home of the giant outdoor patio.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Putting off auto repairs is risky. Put your tax refund to work at AutoZone before a small problem becomes a big one. From brakes to engine, they've got you covered. Get in the zone.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
head.
Well, I do not care for that kind of talk. Who do you think you are, John Kennedy? Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 9th edition. Hello, Jim. I want to say hi to Jim because earlier he said he wasn't going to listen. I promise he's listening. The February 9th edition, Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. This is where I bank. For Tina Banks, for Peon Banks, for Dan Banks, for Paul Warner Banks. Where you ought to
Tim
be.
Weiland.
And Tim Weiland. Well, they might not want to bank for Tim Weiland. Now that they know he knows as much as he does about, you know, head shops.
What?
Yeah. Nah, you want to bank where he's a good guy. You want to bank where he banks. We'll talk more about First Community Credit Union after.
Hey!
This. Let's tell you who we are. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon, and he wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason.
What would be a good time?
Right now.
All right.
For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
You know, we talk over the polka music, and it really is good. Crank it up a little bit. Okay, Tina Dalpiez, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth.
Hi, everybody.
No, I just froze.
You locked up there.
I was waiting for you to say,
I locked up.
How you doing?
My jaw locked up.
We were just talking about locked jaws, and you just had it happen.
I just had an episode.
Locked brain.
Locked brain and locked jaw. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He loves his job. Giddy over it. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses hind end.
No, he didn't tell me that.
What?
Rat Boy says he asked me if Dr. Watanabe, when I was at the dentist today, asked me if, he says,
what?
Well, he says one way to get your jaw to stop walking and bopping is chew a lot of what?
Cheese.
A lot of cheese.
Oh.
I guess I could see that. It's hard cheese. You have to kind of
crank down work it a little bit.
I'll try that, Rat Boy. A round of applause, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. They are the greatest.
Woo-hoo. You should tell the listeners what you did before we got on the air.
What did I do?
With the sugar and the lid.
Oh. Tina was nice enough to bring me an iced tea to go from an establishment downstairs that does not advertise here, so I won't name them. But it was a to-go cup of tea, and it had a clear plastic top on it, a lid. And I guess it was so clear that I didn't see it, and I dumped all my sweetener thinking I'm dumping it into the tea, I just dumped it, piled it right on top of the lid.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess you had to see it to appreciate it.
Okay, then you take the lid off to put the sweetener in, and you pick up the wrong lid.
Well, you know what? You'd have to be here, I guess.
The soup lid that does not have a hole.
What an idiot.
Okay,
and he tried to jam the straw through the soup lid.
Maybe I'm having some kind of... Maybe I'm having an aneurysm. Maybe...
Yeah, you stupid idiot.
Shut up, Lauren.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what, Lauren? Read the manual on how to manage people. You don't talk to them that way.
It must be your lockjaw.
I think that's the cause of everything. We are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. It's a place to bank. So everything you can think of that you do at a bank, borrow money, save money, write checks, go in and get things notarized, get traveler's checks, all that stuff. You can do that at First Community Credit Union. Now, in about less than 48 hours, 7 o'clock, Saturday morning, you're going to tune in, I hope, and hear the one, the only, the great yard sale, sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. And it makes sense that they would sponsor it, because what is it that people are ending up with when they sell things? Money! They sell things they don't need anymore to people who can use them, and they put cash in their pockets, and hopefully it'll go from their pockets into First Community Credit Union. It's a very competitive establishment when it comes to rates. They have to be. And while a lot of banks, not most, but a lot certainly over the last few years have had problems and they've seen their assets decline and they've been in a little trouble, First Community Credit Union has had an incredible last 3 or 4 years. They just keep growing and growing and the assets are greater. And that's a good thing, because when members need to borrow money, they know that there's plenty there to borrow. And they also know that as a member of First Community Credit Union, you're going to find, I think, in many cases, it's a lot easier to get, let's say, a loan that you need and get it done quickly and not have to worry about whether or not you're getting a best rate. I don't know that there's anybody any more competitive when it comes to rates than First Community Credit Union. Check, too, into this thing for the month of February about the debit card. You can get a debit card with your picture on it at no charge during the month of February, which I think is a really good idea. With identity theft as rampant as it is, I think if you got your picture on your debit card, it'd be awfully hard for, let's say, a great big, heavy, ugly person to try to buy something on a card where there's a picture of a real small, thin, good-looking person of the opposite sex. It's just not going to match. And they're going to go, hey, this is not you. So ask about that. FirstCommunity.com is their website. Or stop in any location and have a bag of fresh, hot popcorn on us. First Community Credit Union. Nah, we didn't forget about him. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment. Starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limperst and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Billy!
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Well, let's see if Bill can continue the streak. He has been hot,
yes.
hot.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's you're talking about somebody else, I guess. Well, Valentine's Day right around the corner.
What?
You guys are ready for Valentine's Day?
Oh, yes. Sure.
Yeah, according to Glamour magazine, 12% of married adults meet their spouses online. Yeah. The other 88% meet somebody else's spouse online.
Online, yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, there's a new app, I guess, for your phone called the Love Calculator.
Ooh.
It allows you to calculate your chances for love. Sometimes it goes by its original name, a breathalyzer. And Rick Santorum, presidential candidate Rick Santorum, has released now 4 years of his tax records. Nothing really too scandalous in there, although there is a $2.8 million deduction for sweater vests.
I knew it! I knew he was going to do that.
Why do they need to release their tax records? Do you care about any of that? I mean, honestly?
No, I don't.
I don't on any of them. I don't understand why they make a big deal about that.
I don't either.
Yeah. All right, and finally, this afternoon...
A little commentary mixed in. I like that. That was good.
Shaking it up a bit. See how much we can stretch it here. Well, the NFL draft's coming up April 26th. For those of you already missing football, right now Bill Belichick's waiting here from Giselle who the Patriots are going to pick first. And then they'll make their moves. Bill Cleveland Simon brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome. Goodbye.
What do you love to have heard the conversation that Tom Brady had with his wife after she opened her
big you know he had
yapper.
To pull her aside and go, God,
hey, listen, babe, what do you think you're doing? You know, the same conversation Kurt had with Brenda. Probably.
Yeah.
Stay out of the football commentary business,
okay? I don't tell you how to model your clothes.
Yeah, so leave this stuff up to me and just look pretty and shut your big yapper.
Yeah. Bruce, you're going to need the creepy music.
Boy, do I have a couple of stories for you. But not yet.
Just hold on, Bruce.
So today, I went to the dentist. See how clean my teeth are?
Wow, oh, it's blinding.
Yeah. Tina had to squint. So I go and I have my teeth cleaned today. And one of the things I love about going to this dentist, this Ballast Dental Care, is we swap a lot of stories. I'm in the chair, and I get to hear some really good stories. And it's depending on... I don't ever know what causes us to go in the direction we go in, but for some reason today, we got off on some kind of... Oh, I know what it was. Mary said that she heard us talking about Life After Life, the book where he interviewed all the people who had near-death experiences, and she said, man, that was fascinating. And then she starts telling me about friends and things that... Listen, wait till you hear that.
Okay, Bruce, go ahead.
Check this out. She's telling me about this friend of hers who has cancer. And she underwent like a couple of years, I think at least, of extensive radiation, chemotherapy. And during this process, her driver's license expires because she's so frail and weak, she can't drive and she can't go down to get it renewed. So after all the treatment, all the weight loss, they get the cancer and she beats cancer. It's gone. She gets her strength back. She goes. She gets her driver's license renewed. The next day, killed in a car wreck.
Wow.
Is that unbelievable? Killed in a car accident.
Oh, man.
After you just fight for your life. Now, how do you explain that kind of stuff? And I guess there are people that would say, well, it was her time to go, and mankind intervened with technology
and
interrupted what was nature's destiny. I don't buy that.
No, I don't like that answer.
I don't like that explanation, but I know there are people that would think that.
Isn't that what that movie Final Destination's all about? Those people were supposed to die, and then,
I never saw that movie.
Yeah, they...
They escaped death.
Yeah, they changed a flight or something, and then the death has to come track them all down because he missed them that day.
Okay, I have another one.
Bruce, if you would, please.
Wait to hear this. I love stories like this, and these are real stories, and I have some of my own. We've talked about them before. She's telling me about this lady who, I don't know if she was telling Mary this or a friend of Mary's, but the point is she tells a friend, she says, I had the weirdest dream. Now, this is a healthy person. She said, I had the weirdest dream. I've never had a dream like it. I visited in my dream I think it was her dead mother and her grandmother and somebody else that she had lost, and they all three paid her a visit. And she's telling this person this in the morning, that last night she'd had this dream, and she just had just, you know, awakened from it like a couple hours before, and she said, they were welcoming me, saying, you know, welcome home. But 4 hours after she tells her this, she dies. Dies. Creepy. That stuff is creepy.
Yeah.
Go try to explain things like that. See, I don't like the UFO stuff. That doesn't do it for me because I don't buy it. I don't buy that they hovered and, you know, they watched as they took off. And I don't buy the ghost stuff and the house with the spirit in it. Sorry, I know a lot of you do, but until it happens to me, I don't buy it. But this other stuff, you know, it's like Pistol Pete Maravich. He was a basketball player.
Right.
I've told you this story before, true story. Healthy, he's retired, pro basketball player in his early 40s. He's shooting some baskets in the church gymnasium, and the preacher walks through the gymnasium. She goes, hey, Pistol Pete, how you doing? He looks at the preacher, and this was an interview I read. The preacher himself said Pistol Pete's words to him were, preacher, I have never felt better in my life. And he dropped right to the floor and died.
Wow.
Yeah. Creepy. I love creepy stuff. I don't know why. Somebody sent me this, and I think it's a beautiful sentiment. Listen to this. It's Socrates' thoughts on gossip. Now, this is pretty heavy for this show. We don't get into a lot of Socrates or Aristotle or Plato or any of that stuff. In fact, I'm surprised I know to say those now. And you are, too. It says, keep this in mind the next time you're about to repeat a rumor or spread gossip. Now, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, because we all gossip. We like gossip, and you know we do. Did you hear what Sheila said about Jim down the hall and that girl? You know what I'm talking about. So listen to this. Keep this in mind the next time you're about to repeat a rumor or spread gossip. In ancient Greece, between 469 and 399 B.C., Socrates was widely lauded for his wisdom. And one day, an acquaintance ran up to him and said, Socrates, do you know what I just heard about Diogenes? And Socrates says, wait a minute. Before you tell me, I want you to pass a little test that I call the triple filter test. And the friend says, triple filter test? What do you mean, Socrates? He says, well, before you talk to me about Diogenes, let's take a moment to filter what you're going to say. The first filter is truth. Have you made absolutely sure that what you're about to tell me about Diogenes is true? And the man said, no, Socrates. Actually, I heard about it. He said, Socrates says, so you really don't know if it's true or not. Now let's try the second filter, the filter of goodness. Is what you're about to tell me about Diogenes something good about Diogenes? He says, no, Socrates, on the contrary. Socrates says, so you want to tell me something about Diogenes that may be bad, even though you're not sure it's true? And the guy said, yeah, Socrates says, well, let's go on with the test. There's a third filter, the filter of usefulness. Is what you want to tell me about Diogenes going to be useful to me? And the guy says, no, Socrates, not really. He says, well, if what you want to tell me is neither true nor good or really useful, then why tell it to anybody at all? And the man was ashamed. Now, this is an example of why Socrates was a great philosopher and held in such high esteem. And it also explains why he never found out that Diogenes was banging his wife. Deep thoughts on KTRS. Apparently in Iceland, anybody been to Iceland?
No. Never. Not yet.
I don't think I want to go because it's called Iceland.
No kidding.
I don't want to go there. They have a problem, apparently, with inbreeding. This is not a joke. And incest, because I guess it's so remote and so small, and people do it with each other.
You don't have a lot of options.
You don't have a lot of options, and the population, I know this sounds big, but it's not 300,000 people for all of Iceland. And they say that the odds of having sex with a relative are pretty significant, and they now have a website. You go online, and it's an avoidance site. You plug in your name and that of whoever it is you're thinking about doing it with, and it will do a genealogical search from a database to see if you're related.
Oh. Kind of takes all the fun out of it.
Man, they need to do that like some of these hillbilly areas. I don't know how this works. I've got an owner of a Honda hybrid has won an unusual small claims court lawsuit over what the owner says was the car's failure to deliver the promised mileage. This is the L.A. Superior Court. The commissioner awarded Heather Peters almost $10,000. She sued Honda because she said her Civic did not deliver 50 miles per gallon. Now, I got a couple of problems with this. If she gets 10 grand and she said, aren't you looking at the potential for all kinds of people who go, hey, mine's not getting 50 grand either? And isn't it also based on altitude,
city driving,
what kind of driving,
right. Yeah.
What kind of fuel,
how there, fast you accelerate?
Exactly.
Yeah.
How do you?
I don't know.
This is that. Boy, that's. That one's got
opening
me puzzled.
A can of worms.
Oh, man, you know that everybody who reads that now is going to go, hey, I'm going to see if my car's getting, and if it's not, I'm going to sue, too. I don't know how you explain this. The number of twins born in the United States in the last 30 years has soared. They say that right now, I don't believe this. One in every 30 babies born is a twin.
Wow.
That seems high to me.
Fertility.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
And they say that's a big reason for it, because women are waiting till later to have babies, mm-hmm. and so they do this fertility stuff, and now they're having twins. And one in 30 births is twins. That seems still
one way to get two over with at once.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that a nice thought? Nice mom. What a nice mom. Let me get two kids over with.
Hurry up and get this over with.
You have a kid and see what you
hurry up and get born. I love this. Remember the nut the job down in Fort Hood, Major Nidal Hassan? He shot those people. He killed 13 people or whatever. They have postponed his trial till June 12th. Check this out. Now, this is the guy who the military is embarrassed to admit that they promoted and reassigned, and they missed every red flag about this nut job. But his attorney got a delay till June 12th, and here was how he got it. He argued at a hearing at the Army post down in Texas that they still lacked enough key evidence for a trial. Are you kidding? This guy walked in. He was in a building filled with people, and he just started shooting and killing people. And there were all kinds of, what do you mean lack of evidence? And the judge said, yeah, you're right. We don't have enough evidence.
What?
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
By request, Charlotte. Thank you for the email. I'm happy to do this for you because I love the name Charlotte. Story of a woman who can never get a date. In fact, has never had a date. And she's in her upper 30s. And she's very, very concerned about the fact that no men want to date her. She's never kissed a guy. Never held hands. Never been to the movies with a guy. Never been on a date. Sad. And she's talking to a friend. She says, you know, nobody seems to want to be honest with me about why men don't want to date me. I know I'm not stunningly beautiful. Am I that hideous? And her friend says, you know, this is not for me to judge. There's a specialist in these matters. He just moved to town. He's a special Asian doctor, Dr. Wu. If you go to him, I'm sure he can tell you why you can't get dates and men aren't attracted to you. So she makes an appointment with this Dr. Wu. And he walks in his office. You Charlotte. She says, yes, I am Charlotte. How you doing? She says, I'm doing fine. So, you not get date? She said, no, doctor, I'm 38 years old, and I've never had a date. Men just, they're not attracted to me. He said, look me in the eye. Look at me. Look me in the eye. So she stares at him, and he stares at her. Let me look at you. Okay, now, put down your pants. She says, I'm sorry? He said, put down your pants. So she pulls down her pants. Pull down your underpants. Turn around, your back toward me. Bend over. So she, very uncomfortable, but she bends over with no pants on. Okay, stand back up. Come back around. Look at me. Now turn around, bend over. She bends over. No pants, no underpants. Now stand back up, turn around, look at me again. She looked and she said, doctor, what are we doing? He said, I'm confirming something. I know your problem. You got Ed Zachary disease. She says, what? Who is Ed Zachary? What is Ed Zachary disease? He says, that's when you face Rook Ed Zachary like your butt.
With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Wow.
Hey, you guys okay up there?
Hey, thanks, Tina. They've just cleared an accident. my pilot's going crazy here. Okay, we're in time delay here, so I got to keep going. They just cleared an accident on northbound 170 at Olive, and all lanes are now open. But you're pretty well jammed up from Highway 40 all the way up through Del Mar, and then it's going to be slow again from 70 up through Handley. Now looking at westbound 70, you've got some slow pockets between 170 and Lindbergh, and then it's jammed up again between Mid Rivers Mall Drive and PRU. Southbound 270, that was slow paved through Ladue, Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry, and then also on eastbound 270, that's midway between McDonald and Lindbergh to New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Mattress Giant. It's Mattress Giant's liquidation sale. Save up to 80% on name brand mattresses and more. Queen sets start at $278. Everything must go only at Mattress Giant. With your Golden Oak Lending Airport traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Steve Cochran.
Parents won't admit this.
Weekday mornings at 10.
You always have a favorite child, and it could be on a day-to-day basis. But parents will go, oh, no, I love them all the same, all the time. You lie. Doesn't make you a bad person. Makes you a human being. Mm-hmm. So you want to tell us who your favorite daughter is?
The Big 550.
Victoria, yes. They're not listening, okay? This is the trust tree.
Trust tree. Okay. Seriously, I can't reach you. Slap yourself.
KTRS.
When my Great Pyrenees dog was rescued, she was nearly 50 pounds underweight. She needed intensive surgery to save her life. From the beginning, I watched her recovery on her rescue group's website. I knew I had to have this amazing dog in my life. But I lived in Seattle, and she was down in Texas. And I wouldn't let it stop me. I flew to Texas to get her. I adopted the gorgeous dog named Joni, and then drove her 2,300 miles up to our new home. Now she's happy, healthy, and the love of my life.
Thanks in part to the Purina Pro Plan Rally to Rescue program, smaller rescue groups like Saving Peers in Need are able to help dogs like Joni every day. In fact, since Rally to Rescue began 5 years ago, their participating network of 500 rescue groups has found homes for an astonishing 250,000 rescued dogs and cats. And the number continues to grow. To volunteer, donate, adopt, or show your support with a Rally to Rescue t-shirt, visit rallytorescue.org today.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Let's face it, our front door isn't the most used door in the house. It's our garage door. The best folks in town to have our garage door fixed is Overhead Door of St. Louis. They have service from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturdays from 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2. They service all brands of garage doors and openers. Appointments are scheduled within a 4-hour time frame, so you don't have to wait around all day like some companies make you do. They have emergency service 24/7, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses, with most parts to give them the ability to fix most jobs in just one trip, which will save you money. Ask them about their preventative maintenance program available to extend the life of garage doors, and that's to maintain up to 3 garage doors in any house. They've been in business since 1926. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web at ohdsdl.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
Over the last 25 years, Garden View Care Center has learned that people who have diseases such as dementia or Alzheimer's almost always, sooner or later, require skilled nursing. So why would you choose a facility for mom or dad that offers only assisted living when you and your loved ones are going to have to go through the stress of moving all over again? At Garden View Care Center, you never have to move again to get the care you need, because the assisted living help you need now and the skilled nursing help you may need later are all available on-site from Garden View Care Center. Garden View Care Center has been around for well over 25 years, and they're experts when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia care, and they have assisted living suites now available for mom, dad, or both. GVCC.com is the website, or 636-449-7575. They have 3 locations throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area. GVCC.com or 636-449-7575. For assisted living and skilled nursing, it's Garden View Care Center.
It's a good time to be a Blues fan.
Lots of monster. He's got it all.
To the front, Cueto, and what a save!
I think Elliott's a beast.
Great pass to Boyle. Oh! Highway robbery by Elliott!
Goalies are fantastic. You got one of the best ones in Halak, and Elliott has been an excellent surprise for the team.
The games have been great, nail biters, and we're getting the wins.
It's the Kids Jersey Pack game on Sunday, February 12th. Get 4 tickets and 2 youth jerseys. To purchase, go to stlouisblues.com.
Honey, you don't have to get me anything for Valentine's Day.
Guys, you know what this really means.
This Valentine's Day, let Don Hennifer Jewelers help you pick the perfect gift for your sweetheart. Don Hennifer's unique designs start at around $100. Special hours for the last-minute shopper on Monday, February 13th, and, of course, Valentine's Day, too. Saving the day for over 65 years, Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant. 921-3001. Online at donhenniferjewelers.com.
Gerbic Restaurant in South City would like to invite you to a special customer appreciation open house this Friday evening. Join the Gerbic family as they celebrate a brand-new menu in style with authentic live music. Enjoy mouth-watering appetizers and entree samples. Taste a variety of classic European wines and discover Gerbic Restaurant's new family-style dinner options. It's the Customer Appreciation Open House Party this Friday from 6 until 9 at Gerbic Restaurant, 4071 Keokuk in South City.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Mike Evans is his name. Hollywood's his game. We're going to head out that way now. Courtesy of Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Do me a favor. Don't make a decision on remodeling your kitchen or your bathroom or your home entertainment room without at least going to this website, thompsonprice.com. Maybe the showroom as well. Then it's up to you. Do whatever you want. But I think you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't check it out. ThompsonPrice.com, and here is Mike Evans.
Give it up.
I
have a friend whose son listens. His son's 14, and the other day he said that his son said, Dad, they listen to the car together. He said, Dad, you think that Mike Evans is really drinking wine all that time? And he asked me, and I said, yeah. Yeah, he is. He's drinking wine.
We have to be truthful with the child.
That's
and
right.
The answer is
yes.
What the hell happened?
Uh-oh, what'd you do?
He said, can you edit out hell?
Oh, my goodness.
Can you edit
Mike?
Out? Can you edit that out?
Abba Luna!
My goodness. You'll edit that out, won't
yes,
you?
Yes, I'll take care of that later.
What did you do?
I mean.
He said AC double hockey.
He didn't want to talk about it.
I mean. Anyway.
Yeah, no.
Popcorn's question, Clive Davis is having his pre-Grammy party, and sometimes the guests will actually perform at the party. It's very cool. This year's guests include Madonna.
No.
No. No.
Whitney Houston.
No.
No.
Elton John.
Oh, there you go. Now you're talking.
Paul McCartney. Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Britney Spears. And others. How much did a sheik offer Clive Davis for an invitation to his party? 100,000 bull, 150,000 bull, or 250,000 bull? Answer in just a minute. Movie review, Safe House opens Friday. It's an action thriller starring Denzel Washington as a renegade CIA agent that is arrested and secured at a safe house in Cape Town, South Africa, under the security watch of Ryan Reynolds. Only problem is, safe house, not that safe. It gets attacked. Denzel and Ryan are forced to hit the road and trust each other. And let me just say, I'll take a little bit of that Denzel Washington. He's one of my favorite actors. Rated R, 118 minutes, 3 stars.
It looks good.
TV, it is good. TV news, NBC's Smash was a smash Monday night, coming in number one, and it beat the number two show, Hawaii Five-0, by over 2 million viewers.
Wow.
Hey, do you like House?
I'm tired of House.
Canceled.
About time.
Over. Done.
About time.
Pow. See ya. Aloha. Odds and ends, Robert Downey Jr. and his wife, Suzanne, are proud parents of their first son, weird name, Exton Elias.
Yes.
Robert Downey Jr. is putting finishing touches on his two new movies, The Avengers and Iron Man 3. And Robert Downey Jr. has signed to bring television's... Perry Mason to the big screen. Word is that they'd like to talking about maybe Robert Downey Jr. playing the DA, and John Goodman maybe playing the Perry Mason part.
That'd be good.
John Goodman is a very good actor and a hard-working actor. During a press conference, John Galecki, who plays in
Big Bang Theory,
you know, he worked with him on Roseanne, said that no matter how early he got to the set of Roseanne or how late he left the set, John Goodman was already there reading script, working on his lines, being an actor.
All right.
There is zero, zip, zilch interest in Lindsay Lohan. No projects in the future. Nobody's calling her agent.
What about that Elizabeth Taylor thing?
Is that done? No, she was not offered that gig.
Okay.
How about something important, though? Do you think her boobs are real? Does anybody else?
I think they are.
You're always thinking of something to eat, aren't you?
I think they're real.
I think they're real.
They hang like they're real, but there are pictures.
Good doctor, I don't know,
a little bit too much stargazing going on there.
I think they're real and spectacular.
Gee, where did you come up with that?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I just made it up.
Did you just make that up now?
Yeah, I just made it up.
Dan uses 15-year-old references for everything.
Man, join in. Just join in.
Dan, you don't have to take that. If I was you, I would get up, I'd walk right over there to Eon the Peon, and I'd punch him right in the snot locker.
All right.
Snot locker.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Has one requirement before doing any interview. Absolutely no questions can be asked of her regarding Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie.
I don't blame her either.
There is a big celebration planned. Las Vegas, February 18th. Muhammad Ali. 70th birthday party. Roseanne Barr.
Well, yeah.
That's funny.
She's got that gray hair now. I like that.
Yeah, she's hot now.
Roseanne Barr, you better bring a pound of flour on that one, homie.
That's right.
Mama.
Roseanne Barr must be serious about running for president. She is actually on the California ballot in the June primary under president.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, she's running under the Green Party. Every marijuana grower and user in California will be voting for her.
President Barr.
Might be a lot.
Proud British subject Elton John. Feels that he needs to reach out to other British subjects. And for that reason, he does concerts in tiny little towns just to show that he does care about them. Has concerts planned in the next month in Grand Prairie, Red Deer, Alberta, Canada, and Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Ooh.
Where there's under 60,000 people that live there.
Hey, that commercial in the Super Bowl he did for Pepsi where he was the royalty, that was the dumbest thing ever.
People go
through the trap door, no Pepsi for you, and then Pepsi for all. Stupid.
It was ridiculous. Who got paid to dream that one up?
Man, I don't know.
Oh, you and me on the same wavelength. Oh, the Frank Binion.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're not on the same wavelength. I haven't just polished off 3 bottles of wine. Would if I could.
And finally, Frank, you take tomorrow off.
Okay.
Take tomorrow off.
I'll do whatever you say. Okay.
No, I insist.
All right.
Hi, man.
No.
Anyway.
No.
Clive Davis having his pre-Grammy party. How much did a sheik offer to pay him for a party invite? $100,000, $150,000, $250,000, and there is a follow-up.
I don't know, but in my next life, I want to be one of these sheiks. And what's the difference between a sheik and a sheik? Every once in a while, I hear them call Shake Somebody.
Well, Shake is something you get at
Shake Mohammed's, whatever.
Shake and Burgers. It's like a chocolate shake.
No, you know what I'm talking about. Huh? There's Shake Mohammed Somebody.
It might be a different.
Shake Somebody Else. Is there a difference?
It might be.
Maybe,
you know,
but I'm coming like back as one profession. Of those guys. They seem to have no end to the amount of money they have to spend. What do you think, Tina?
I'm
going to
say 250.
I'm going 250.
I would say 250.
I'm going to say 150 to be different.
Answer is $150,000.
You idiots. You stupid.
And
idiot.
Follow up. Did Clive Davis take the $150,000 and say, sure, come to my party?
Tina.
Sure.
Yes.
No.
No.
He said, absolutely not. You're not going to buy your way to my party.
Told
no.
Tina. Tina and Dan are stupid. We're smart people.
We're just nicer.
Yeah.
My Gabbins brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, thompsonprice.com. In DePair. Make sure you're in DePair. Happy 70th birthday. We get to say this all year. Happy 70th birthday to Matheny Heating and Cooling. Hey, you got your heater in good shape because you know what's coming? I could pull up the weather right now, but I don't have to because I remember it was either Sunday night or Monday night. 14!
Yeah.
Dropping out again. It's going to get really cold now. And if you're the least bit concerned and you don't want to wait until you have no heat, not fun. Pipes freeze. It's a mess. Matheny Heating and Cooling. 314-727-9000. It is their 70th birthday this year. Heating and Cooling was officially started in 1942, even though that 4 years prior to that, Mr. Matheny had been in the refrigeration business. Now, if you have in your house some allergy problems, people with dust, mold allergy problems, ask them about electronic air cleaning. They'll be happy to tell you all about that. Also about a humidifier. There are a lot of people who do not like winter in this part of the country because it's so dry and their skin dries out and they really need humidifiers. They'll put that into your system as well. They also have a home monitoring system. Let them tell you about this, too, if you're interested, where you can access your home heating and cooling system through your smartphone or your computer. Turn the heat up and down from wherever you are. I know. We live like the Jetsons. If you are AM and the PM, when they first come out for the first service call, they want to give you 15% off. All you have to do is tell them that and also let them know that, because if you get on the planned service agreement, you get 15% off of that as well. Matheny Heating and Cooling, recipient of the 2011 Angie's List Super Service Award, something that is awarded to less than 5% of service contractors nationwide. Congratulations, Matheny, and happy 70th birthday. Matheny Heating and Cooling, again, 314-727-9000.
With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, we've got a stalled vehicle. It's on eastbound 4064 just after Hanley. It's blocking the center lane. Police are with it, but you're jammed back to McKnight. Now, westbound 40, boy, it is really jammed up from Grand through Clayton Skinker. Once you get beyond Clayton Skinker, though, everything is running fine. All the way out through the Boone Bridge. Now, southbound 170, because of that stall on Highway 40, that's jamming up from Ladue down through Highway 40. Southbound 270, a little slow at Page, and then we're also heavy from south of the Clayton Road overpass down through, we'll call it Doherty Ferry. Now it looks like on the east-westbound Highway 40, just before Vandeventer, just after Vandeventer, looks like we've got a three-car accident that's blocking the center lane, and then we've got another car that's off on the right shoulder, so that's why we're jammed up approaching Grand. On eastbound 270, that's a little bit slow now from Lindbergh through New Forest. And this traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Nothing warms you up like soup from St. Louis Bread Company, with many choices from hearty steak chili to healthy options like all-natural chicken noodle. Enjoy soup at St. Louis Bread Company in a bread bowl or in a U-Pick 2. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Be social. It's the KTRS way. The next time you're on Facebook, search the Big 550 and click like. Then you'll always be in the loop for breaking news and St. Louis scoops. Oh, yeah, and no postings from Farmville guaranteed. It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page. The Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550. KTRS.
Star Coins and Stamps. They want to give you money. Top prices paid for gold and silver and platinum, jewelry, coins, even scrap metal. Aggressively buying rare coins, gold and silver coins, paper money, U.S. and foreign stamps, proof sets, flatware, and more, and free verbal appraisals. Just bring your merchandise in. They're going to give you an honest estimate. They're going to pay you right on the spot. It's Star Coins and Stamps, 500 South 5th Street in St. Charles, next to Dollar General. Again, the number is 636-949-2203. Family-owned since 1958, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, with a veteran, highly respected staff. The owner, Nancy, wouldn't have it any other way. Again, free verbal appraisals on the spot. They'll give you an honest estimate. They'll pay you right then. And if you want to buy collectibles, they sell solid gold and silver coins and a huge variety of collectible items. Stop in and check out the displays and ask about any other collectibles you're interested in purchasing at Star Coins and Stamps. Ask for the Big 550 special. Star Coins and Stamps, 636-949-2203.
Westport Plaza.
This Saturday and Sunday from noon till 5. Don't miss the 26th annual Missouri Wine Fest at Westport Plaza. Enjoy over 50 wines from local wineries, great food, and live music. Proceeds benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Visit WestportSTL.com for details. That's WestportSTL.com.
Westport Plaza. Experience a whole lot more.
Westport Plaza, page I-270.
Steve Cochran.
All right, so we've got a bonus web picture or two. One is the 14-pound baby.
Weekday mornings at 10.
She did this, Steve, without an epidural.
Well, I don't want to get too graphic here, but let's get Babu in here because she's birthed a couple. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. If you popped out a 12-pound bowling ball, would it be easier to pop out a 14?
The Big 550.
Are you used to it?
I don't think you ever get used to it.
KTRS.
7,000 high school students drop out every school day. If you stack their desks one atop the other, it's a pile more than 17,000 feet high. That's 12 Empire State Buildings. But what's truly scary is that another stack is going up tomorrow. We can keep students in school. Visit boostup.org and take the first step. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Got a note from management. I have one personal day apparently left. They say use it or lose it. That's what the note says. So I guess I'll use it tomorrow. Gonna miss all of you. Bill Cleveland will join you. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody. 6 o'clock at the Big 550.